Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, it seems to me that the homelessness crisis seems to be getting worse, not better. That's just my feeling. I don't know if those facts are exactly true. Some linkage to climate change there. And I think there's a concern, like when I talk to people, is these are problems that take money to solve. And often the question is that going to be through donation or is it through our tax dollars? And if it's through our tax dollars, what can we expect going forward? Because nobody lives in retirement on after-tax or pre-tax dollars.
Right.
They live in after-tax income, right?
So, and it's not even the income tax side of it. Because if you think about the impacts for homelessness, it hits more of the municipal level than it does the federal level to some degree, right? So then you're starting to see costs of police, ambulance, hospitals, that goes to the provincial level. Then you're trying to, you layer it up, your property taxes go up because you need to cover these services, so on and so forth. And this is part of the concern that Canadians have with this issue. There was a plan back in 2008 that was developed to end homelessness in 10 years. Now, it hasn't happened, of course. It's now we're past that 10-year mark, or we're getting close to the end of that the next 10 years for that. So what's going on and how do we actually solve this? Because solving it is probably better than just continually throwing money at it.
Right. Now, Tim Richter's co-chair, National Housing Council, joining us. And Tim, first of all, welcome to the show.
Welcome. It's great to be here. Thank you.
I don't want to minimize the human aspect of this too. We're talking about a lot about taxes and so on and so forth. Homelessness impacts people not just through obviously the cost of it, but it's the human capital, it's the human cost, all of those things. So let's not forget that. Yeah. But let's start if we can the conversation where Faisal started with this. There was a plan put together in 2008 to end homelessness in 10 years. It doesn't appear to have worked. Again, this is a feeling. This is not empirical evidence. But I want to throw it to you to maybe address that particular plan and what went wrong, if in fact it didn't work.
Yeah, well, I wrote that plan, actually, and the Calgary Homeless Foundation worked with a group of business leaders and civil society members and others, and we put together that plan sort of 2007, 2008. And, I think the real challenge came is that we underestimated the impact of the housing crisis on homelessness. So, it's obvious that homelessness exists in part because of a lack of affordable housing. But really understanding that homelessness is driven by the high cost of rent and lack of vacancy. And homelessness is a product of the housing crisis. And what we see playing out in Calgary, what we see playing out around the country, is really a product of a crisis that started in the beginning of the 1980s when the federal government began or stopped incentivizing the construction of rental housing and then stopped in the mid-90s building any affordable housing. And then, of course, you have population growth, you have changing economy, and you have these huge structural factors. So you build a plan to end homelessness in Calgary, and we made progress and reduced homelessness for the first time in 20 years of counting, but weren't able to totally bend the curve, and that's due in large measure to the challenge of the structural issue, which is a lack of rental housing and a lack of deeply affordable housing.
And so where does the solution lie with? Is it the municipalities that are maybe not allowing as much development in their region? Is it provincial because of maybe incentives or allowing programs to go through? Is it federal? We're hearing more and more. Now we're going to get into an election and that's going to come on up as we're going to be able to help. But that's from the federal level. Where does it actually play on? Is it a municipal, provincial, or federal issue?
That's kind of all of the above. So, I think there's a couple of things we need to do. We need to address that structural issue, which is housing. And that is way too big and way too expensive for any government to solve alone. You need to be able to channel that private investment to make enough housing to solve the crisis. But you also need to help cities build these coordinated local systems. And that's what we started doing in Calgary with the plan to end homelessness. But if you think back to the flood in Calgary in 2013, 78,000 households were forced out of their homes, right? Everybody remembers that quite clearly, right? Now, none of those people are still homeless. right? The only difference between homelessness caused by the housing crisis and homelessness caused by the flood was the mechanism of the loss of housing. And so you need senior governments, the federal government and the provincial government, supporting local governments to develop these coordinated systems, just like you do in a disaster, right? They're almost exactly the same, actually. And you need this help from the senior levels of government to fix the housing crisis, right? And support the communities in the implementation of those systems.
Tim, let's go into a little bit more detail there, because I think you're onto something here. If you took that 2008 plan and you've identified some of these structural issues and you were to modify it and write it today, what are some of the key components you would be advising both private and public sector that has to be done to solve this problem?
Well, I've got a very, very long list of woulda, coulda, shouldas and things I'd do differently. So I won't, you know, we only had a few minutes, but I think there's two things that, there's a couple of things that I would really focus on. One is that we need to really tackle the structural issue. Like, we really have to tackle the housing crisis. So, you know, in 2008, right through the plan to end homelessness, the federal government really wasn't involved in housing in any meaningful way. And if you look at housing markets, right, in 1980, the federal government stopped what is effectively accelerated capital cost allowance for the construction of rental housing. The vast, like more than half of the rental housing in Canada today was built before 1980 for that reason, right? And so, you know, we really urgently need to wrap our arms around that housing crisis, get private investment, get private development, and build non-market housing, build that deeply affordable housing. That's the big thing. And the second thing is what we think of as data-driven continuous improvement. Like, if I had to do everything all over again, I would make sure we built that coordinated system, and I would ensure that we have real-time person-specific data on everybody experiencing homelessness so that we can do that continuous improvement just like you do in a disaster scenario. And I think if you put those two things together and we were able to get the housing investment, we'd be having a very different conversation today.
Tim, what's the reason why governments don't treat this situation like they do a disaster? Yeah.
Politics, you know, are there any votes to be had in solving this problem? You know, I think it was interesting, you know, as part of that exercise in 2008, we got together with the other seven major cities in the province, and we went to the provincial government. The premier at the time was Premier Stelmach. And it was, his reaction was really interesting, because he championed ending homelessness in Alberta. But he said to us, he said, you know, I recognize that we had a problem getting worse despite our best efforts. We knew you had a model that was built on something that was working other places. So there's lots of other places reducing homelessness, and they still are, even today with the cost of living crisis. And he said, you know, I realized that it was cheaper to fix than it was to ignore, right? Now, it's far cheaper for us to get somebody into an apartment, provide them support, and they contribute a bit to the rent than it is to allow them to be homeless. Like, we know in Calgary, there are people who, while homeless, will consume $150,000 per person per year in public services, right? The shelters, police, courts, hospitals. Like, you step foot in, you step foot in an emergency room, it's $1,000. You get admitted, it's $3,000 a day, right? You go to jail, it's, you know, $150 or more dollars a day. Like, it doesn't make any sense to ignore it. But I think the thing that really helped, you know, it was those things for Premier Stelmach, but also, you know, who came together. Like, we had the CEO of Imperial Oil, the CEO of Suncor, the CEO of Boardwalk. We had community leaders saying, you know what? We need to solve this. This is a better way.
We do need to solve this. Tim, I do apologize. We do have to head to commercial break. We are going to bring you back on, because there's a benefit to society, and there's a way that it can help be done. And I think your voice and the ideas need to be shared. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Okay. We've got an upcoming seminar that we have to put all of this together for, in terms of lifestyle. And even if you're going to be providing support, right, through charitable giving or your donations, correct, whatever.
On July 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club, you do need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. What role does Travelers Insurance play in your canceled or delayed flights? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.